Life Radio's Living Witnesses. We are in the home stretch of our preparation for Marian consecration as we read from Father Michael Gately's book, 33 Days to Morning Glory. Yesterday, we had some shout outs from folks who commented on the blog site or sent us emails. We have a very special shout out today, one from Father Michael Gately himself.
This is Father Michael Gately, and I pray that your consecration day will be totally awesome. And I'm sending you my blessing, and I'll be praying for you, whoever you are. Amen.
We are moving on to day 30 in our preparation for Marian consecration. And another neat treat today, there's been four of us that have been working throughout the last month on our preparation for Marian consecration. Michelle Percaro, Julie Musselman, and Mary Beth Finster. All three of them are with us in the studio today. Today on day 30, today we'll be pondering the three-word summary that we learned from St. Maximilian Kolbe: mystery, militia, and love. Let's ponder each one in turn as Michelle begins reading for us.
Who are you, O Immaculate Conception? St. Maximilian gives us the key to this mystery. The Holy Spirit is the uncreated Immaculate Conception, and Mary is the created Immaculate Conception. She is perfectly united to the Holy Spirit because she was conceived without sin, never sinned, and always does the will of God perfectly. She allows the Holy Spirit to overshadow her, take possession of her soul, and bear fruit through her. The Holy Spirit delights in always working in and through Mary to save all the other creatures God made in his image. First, by bringing about the incarnation in her womb, and then by making use of her to form the image of her Son in all of the baptized. While Kolbe gives us the key to the mystery, he doesn't fully unlock it. Rather, he invites us to ponder even more deeply the relationship between Mary and the Holy Spirit, a relationship that goes even deeper than that of marriage.
This word, I think, mystery, is a good one, because as we're going through the consecration, I think a lot of people have these different questions about it. The consecration is very new to some people, and some of the concepts of these great saints are lofty, Michelle. So I love what Father Gately is saying here, that it is the mystery. And the first sentence on there, who are you, O Immaculate Conception, that kind of takes us back to day 8 or 9, I think, as we've been preparing, where that was the question that Maximilian Kolbe asked his entire life. That was his main focus, who are you? And I recall so clearly the day where he had that answer come to him right before the Gestapo came and arrested him, which would be, you know, his final days on earth. And he had that answer that Mary is the created Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit is the uncreated. And that was something definitely new in my thinking.
And for those that might be listening that might be more like myself, that it may take 4 and 5 times to really get
29.
It. The uncreated piece and the created piece. I found myself over the years at different seasons of the church, you know, the different mysteries of our faith, they kind of like come into the front of your mind and then they kind of go out. And every time the Immaculate Conception maybe is brought up in a reading or it's the feast day, and of course, December 8th, I would find myself, okay, what was that? Where did I find it in 33 days? And I wanted it to be right on my tongue so that I could, you know, start to let it penetrate, not just something that I read in the pages of a book, but start to truly understand it. And the beauty of the mystery is that we don't have to figure it all out. God's just asking us, like as a little child, just have faith and unpack what you can, ponder what you can, and I do understand how Father Gately has put it in these simple words through Maximilian Kolbe, and it makes sense now, but that's after many times of doing this consecration.
This last line where Father talks about this relationship being deeper than that of marriage makes me think of something I heard, and I know we do this sometimes, and I'll remind everyone that we're not theologians, we're just gals going through this retreat together, but it makes me think of something I heard about the idea of that deep, deep relationship, and how for human beings, while the two become one in marriage, there is no marriage in heaven. But because Our Lady never suffered a human death. She was, you know, assumed into heaven. Her relationship with the Holy Spirit that existed on earth is even greater in heaven, that their marriage, in a sense, never ended because she never saw death. So that I just found to be really, I mean, what a mystery that is when you take it even to that level. I just, it's almost hard to even think about because it's too much for me to begin to comprehend, but it really is a beautiful thought.
And one thing I'd throw in about the word mystery and about mysteries of the faith in general is that just because they're a mystery doesn't mean we don't do all we can to learn about them and plumb their depths. It is a mystery. We can never fully understand it, I guess, until we're in heaven. Maybe more will be revealed then. But that doesn't mean we say, oh, it's a mystery, I'm not going to look at that. We really have to have, you know, those eyes of faith and ask God for the grace to reveal the pieces of the mystery that can apply in our everyday life and have their pertinence. And Michelle, I love what you're saying about that marriage, because you're preparing for marriage now, and I've been married quite a long time, and that marital bond and union, humanly speaking, does in fact tell us quite a bit about this marriage of love between the Holy Spirit and Mary. So it's not like they're copying us, but what we experience in reality is a glimpse of what's in heaven.
And as laity, we have a huge role to play, even though we may not have graduate degrees in theology and all that, but we're in a trench. We are in the classroom of suffering and of learning by not, I mean, everybody, wherever they are, have these experiences of lived experience, and married life is the trench. It is everything that this book talks about in every way, shape, or form. It's just a different hat. It's a different glimpse an icon of heaven and how God is going to reveal it to us in the final glory.
The activity in the Retreat Companion today is to ponder each of our words as we pray One Decade of the Rosary. So let's ponder the word mystery as we pray our decade together.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I thirst not for water. I thirst for belief. I thirst for your gaze to wash over me.
That we're going to ponder for today, day 30 in the book, 33 Days to Morning Glory. The second word we're going to focus on from St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe is the word militia. And Father Gately writes, the name Maximilian means the greatest. St. Maximilian Kolbe was given this name because his superiors recognized his immense natural and spiritual gifts. He accepted it because it corresponded to his heart of hearts. I don't just want to give God great glory, but the greatest glory, is a quote from this saint. Kolbe recognized that the greatest way to give glory to God is to unite oneself to the creature who glorifies God most perfectly, Mary Immaculate. He also realized that the way to give God the greatest glory is not to do so just as one person alone, but to have a whole army, and that's the word militia, an army, of people who give God the greatest glory. In fact, he wanted this army of the Immaculate, the Militia Immaculata, as it's called, to eventually get the whole world to give God the greatest glory through her and as soon as possible. Well, the goal of Kolbe's program is the conversion of the whole world. It begins with oneself. One must first give himself completely to the Immaculata as her possession and property and stay in union with her and totally depend on her. Then, one is to inspire others to give themselves to her and to live in total dependence on her so that she can use them as consecrated instruments to bring the whole world to the merciful heart of Jesus. Through the Immaculata, we will attain the ultimate purpose of the Militia Immaculata, that is, the greatest possible glory to God. Quote from St. Maximilian Kolbe.
I think that this area of the consecration can be one of the most largest stumbling blocks for us because Kolbe's words and expression of his devotion to Mary, it can throw people off, Julie. I mean, it really can. It can say, okay, he's giving so much glory to Mary, but you see right here, it's to God. He just recognizes Mary as a powerful little secret, like almost like if you were training or a diet secret or whatever little secret to get better at something. Oh, I've got this good study
secret. How
about secret.
The 7 Habits of Effective People
exactly.
or whatever?
All these books that are out there, this is his little powerhouse secret that the way to give the greatest glory to God is to tag on to the spouse of the Holy Spirit. He wants the more of the Holy Spirit inside of him because he recognizes it's the Holy Spirit that will allow him as a human creature to give glory to God. And by tagging on to Mary and going through her, but it's hard. It's hard to understand that and to ponder it and read it and read it over and over again.
It is really difficult, and it does... I do come to a greater understanding the more that I ponder it. But somehow throughout this whole retreat, and it's not even the first time that I'm going through it, I'm still just challenged with some of these words, this idea of total dependence, And I pray the consecration prayer every day almost since my first consecration. But still, the idea of total dependence on Mary just makes me say, whoa, I mean, this is something that is really, really deep. And it's a huge call to just give yourself completely and trust. So I just wanted to mention that word, while it's scary, I just want to encourage anyone to just keep working through those fears if they come, because those fears are not from Our Lady, and she really wants us to just give ourselves to her so that she can bring us closer to her son.
I think one of the images we've talked about before, Michelle, as far as that total dependence goes, is a child with a mother or a parent, but yeah, particularly with a mother. You know, a child doesn't have any idea where lunch is going to come from at 12 o'clock or where they're going to sleep that night. They provide absolutely nothing of their own. The mother or the parents provide everything for the child, and the child is fully dependent. And it's interesting, as we grow up and get older, we've talked about mm-hmm. this, Mary Beth, it's not that we become independent so much from our parents, although that's the critical part for our teens and 20-somethings to go through, but it's not because then they're all everything. It's to change that dependence from our earthly parents to God and to mm-hmm. our Blessed Mother. And so we've got teenagers in our household and 20-somethings that we're trying to help them maneuver that and move towards that dependence. But, you know, one of the things that really struck me as we were reading this is the point that says it begins with oneself. And I think sometimes it's a whole lot easier to try to go out and save the world than to look in your own life and save yourself. Can I comment on that?
Well, even Pope That's Francis' so true. Joy of the Gospel that he has released this past year, what an examine of conscience it calls you to do. It's not that he's looking to change, you know, the whole church. He's looking for us to look at ourselves inwardly. And absolutely, this dependence that we are teaching our children to depend on God, we are their examples and witness. We're not becoming more independent as our world tries to confuse us with all the things that we now can do without God, predict the weather, do all these things, you know. And but yet, as we grow in our spiritual faith life, I have found myself becoming, as I age, more dependent. And it's this opposite end of the scale that seems like it should be reversed, but it's actually the opposite of what we're thinking.
And I think sometimes as we're aging, you know, our bodies decline, our minds decline, we do physically become more dependent on our own grown children or friends or other people. So that, I think, is part of God's plan to really teach us that school of dependence on Him and Our Lady's just the main point person, if you will, to make that happen.
Now let us ponder the word militia as we pray a decade of the Rosary.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I thirst not for water. I thirst for belief. I thirst for your gaze to wash over me.
Today is love. And Colby starts out by saying he was united to Mary through a dependence of love. He tells us that we also ought to love the Immaculata. How? By relying on her powerful intercession, he says, experiencing her tender care, speaking to her from our hearts, letting ourselves be led by her, having recourse to her in all things, and trusting her completely. Recall his words, "My dear, dear brothers, our dear little, little mother, the Immaculate Mary, can do anything for us. We are her children. Turn to her. She will overcome everything." When we experience Mary's tender care for us, we'll fall more in love with her. But we have to speak with her. We have to ask her. Yet, what even after many signs of her love and care, we still don't feel love for the Immaculata or her love for us. But Colby explains this. He says, never worry that you do not feel this love. If you have the will to love, you have already given proof that you love. What counts is the will to love. External feelings is also a fruit of grace, but it does not always follow the will. Sometimes, my dear ones, the thought, a sad longing, as if a plea or a complaint may occur to you. Does the Immaculata still love me? Most beloved children, I tell you all and each one individually in her name. Mark that, in her name. She loves every one of you. She loves you very much and at every moment with no exception. This I repeat for you in her name. What beautiful words Colby has written with that.
I love that direct quote, and we've visited that before. And let's be clear about something here that we're talking about in terms of love. Love is a decision of the will, and love in our American culture is a very overused word that has way too many meanings. I love pizza. I love to go for a run. I love, you know, and then we also say I love a person, and those are not the same types of love. The love that we're talking about here is willing the good of other as other. And so that is a decision of the will, just like forgiveness. I think we talked about that in one of our podcasts, that forgiveness is a decision of the will. And we have to take out all those warm and fuzzy feelings, because sometimes love is not warm and fuzzy, just like forgiveness is not necessarily warm and fuzzy. When I clean the kitchen for the 89th time this day, it's because I love my family. It's not because it feels really great to get my hands all wet and chapped again.
The idea of feelings and versus act of the will really makes me think about when my conversion was happening. I grew up Protestant, and as I became a teenager and as I became a young adult, my faith sort of relied on the feeling I would get, the emotion I would get if I was at a service and the music that I liked, some of my favorite, you know, what's called praise and worship songs came on. And it was all about feelings. And if there wasn't something that sparked some emotion in me, then I kind of walked away and said, oh, today wasn't really that great. So when my conversion to the Catholic Church was happening, I had to really challenge myself to think outside of the idea of relying on a feeling to ignite the fire of my faith and be challenged with the idea of the act of the will. No, I'm coming because I believe, because I trust, because I know Jesus Christ is really here, and because I'm beginning to understand what's happening at the Mass. And that was, it didn't take me long to get over that, but that was something that really helped me to draw deeper into my faith, is deciding that I didn't need to rely on a feeling I got from a song that I liked, that was not something that equaled my faith.
And Michelle, a real good friend of mine who's also a convert, she's in the middle of the consecration and actually leading a group. And there are several of those that all seem to have come into the church around the year 2000, 2001, right around John Paul II's beautiful Jubilee year. And she actually recognized just, I think, during one of the weeks they were watching Father Gately's DVD, that when she came into the church the following week, she didn't even realize it was divine mercy. And she had this huge, huge conversion. And in the sense that she'd come into the church, but this outpouring of grace, and she had no idea it was Divine Mercy Sunday, to just about a week ago when she was in the middle, and tears flowed from her face. And some of the other participants that have also converted to the Catholic faith a decade ago that are doing the consecration, they all were drawn to Martin Luther to go back and read some of his original writings on Mary, and they could not believe how much he loved Mary. And just, you know, this was a good, you know, hurdle for them as they pondered all of Colby's words, you know, with just this, what they thought was worshiping Mary, but actually wasn't. It's just this love for her to reach ultimately the goal of serving God.
And in that quote from Maximilian Kolbe on page 112, he's telling his brothers in the Franciscan order, "Most beloved children, I tell you all and each one individually in her name, mark that in her name, she loves every one of you." And I think we discussed this once in one of the podcasts. As a mother of six, I love each of my children so particularly. I just don't love the group of them, like the Musselman Six. I love Will, and I love Joey, and I love Mary, and Bobby, and John, and Kate, each one very, very particularly. And I really like thinking of that image of Mary loving me and each one of us, not just in some big group because we're all in the same church or in the same town even, but very particularly loving me. And as a mother of my own children, I love my kids all the more when they're weak, when they have problems, when they're, you know, going through different trials. And so that doesn't alienate us from our Mother Mary. When those things happen in our own life, that draws us even closer to her.
And how often do our children, and I think Mary Graham said it many times about how her children said, "Well, you love me more than the other one." We all feel that way. Like, and that's what Mary's looking down at us saying, "But my little children, I love you all." And we're saying the same thing and feeling the same thing about our own children, but yet sometimes we can't get it with Mary and our Lord, you know, that how much they love us. They don't pick favorites. They love us all, and whatever our gifts are and whatever our job is, to bring others to Him.
And that's why in this retreat, 33 Days of Morning Glory, a main portion of the retreat, the reading each day is very short, but we're called to ponder. And
now let us ponder the word love as we pray a decade of the Rosary.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So for today's prayer, day 30, we're going to spend the day pondering Maximilian Kolbe's Marian teaching as it is summarized by these three words: mystery, militia, and love. St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe,
pray for us.
Amen.
I thirst not for water. I thirst for belief. I thirst for your gaze to wash over me.
If you're continuing on with St. Louis de Montfort's preparation for Marian consecration, today he begins with a prayer from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 27, verses 36 through 44, and then he reads from Thomas A. Kempis, book 2, chapter 12. It's the Imitation of Christ, and it's the chapter entitled, Of the King's Highway of the Holy Cross. He then prays the Litany of the Holy Ghost, Ave Maris Stella, Litany of the Holy Name of Jesus, St. Louis's Prayer to Jesus, and O Jesus Living in Mary. We're going to mix things up just a little bit today. Instead of praying the Ave Maria Stella, we're going to hear the song that we've been using as our bumper music today, which is sung by Danielle Rose, and it's called I Thirst. Following that, we will then again pray the Litany of the Holy Name of Jesus in Latin, and that's how we'll complete our show for today on Real Life Radio's Living Witnesses.
I thirst for belief. I thirst for your gaze to wash over me. I'm lonely and broken. I'm weary, forsaken. Why have you I thirst for
Amen.